listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. As part of KVCR's series on Suicide Prevention Month called Wellness for Times of Uncertainty, we're talking about bipolar disorder. If you hear the term bipolar, you probably think of what's known as bipolar 1, a disorder characterized by deep lows of depression and sharp highs of mania that may result in hospitalization. But what you might not know is there's another type of the disease called bipolar 2, which has longer lows and slightly lower highs called hypomanic episodes. David Pewter is a psychiatrist with Loma Linda University Health. As a warning, his explanation of the difference between the two types of bipolar does talk about suicide.
So bipolar 2 is you're having episodes of depression, similar to bipolar 1 or similar to major depression disorder. So the episodes of depression are characterized by a depressed mood, poor sleep or increased sleep or decreased sleep, decreased interest, higher guilt, poor concentration, sometimes with passive suicidal thoughts, so thoughts like, I wish I was dead, I wish I wasn't alive, or suicidal thoughts like, I'm thinking about actually how to end my life. So there's depressive episodes, and then in bipolar 2, there's hypomanic episodes. So these are episodes where there's elevated mood or irritable mood, and there may be a flight of ideas, so you're jumping from one idea to another, or you may have an exaggerated self-confidence, so maybe you have like a baseline level, but during these episodes there you have increased confidence. You may have rapid or pressured speech, increased energy, decreased need for sleep, so maybe you're only needing to sleep 3 hours a night. And in a hypomanic episode, it has to be 4 days in duration at least, but it could be longer than that.
Unlike true mania, which occurs in bipolar 1 and often is accompanied by some sort of psychosis, hypomania doesn't disrupt your life too much.
The difference is, one, you can continue to work and be productive, and two, there's not as much psychosis in it, so you're not hearing things, seeing things, you're not having internal stimuli that you're responding to, like you're not getting psychotic or, you know, paranoid, thinking that people are after you, chasing you, which is common as the mania progresses in bipolar type 1.
Most people are in their teens or early 20s when symptoms of either type of bipolar disorder start to appear, and the treatment, according to Dr. Pewter, includes medication and psychotherapy.
I think it really is the combination of lifestyle, psychotherapy, and consideration of what medications might be appropriate. The medications can reduce the risk of having future episodes, and we know with each episode of severe depression, there is damage to the brain, or, you know, a bipolar manic episode, there is some damage to the brain. So it's better long-term to have effective treatment.
So what does it feel like to have bipolar 2? Carla Dougherty is the author of Less Than Crazy, Living Fully with Bipolar 2.
I was getting off the school bus with some of my friends, and I remember just feeling, and there was no incident that occurred that would make me feel exhilarated or excited or happy. But I just remember saying, wow, I can feel all my veins and my arteries and the blood streaming through my body and my brain working. And I feel so alive.
Dougherty says that feeling of being alive is part of what makes it hard to diagnose bipolar 2. People generally don't seek help when they're feeling great.
It's really hard to differentiate and to diagnose. And that's why it took 40 years for me to get diagnosed, because for the longest time I was considered depressed because of all my symptoms, or generalized anxiety disorder, separation disorder, you know, you name it, you know, they thought I had it. And that's why I considered it a diagnosis of last resort.
Hypomania can also lead to irritability and anxiety. And then, of course, there's the depression, which generally lasts longer for people with bipolar 2 than people with bipolar 1. Dr. Matthew Rudorfer is a psychiatrist with the National Institute of Mental Health who has studied mood disorders like bipolar extensively. He says when it comes to the difference between bipolar 1 and bipolar 2, it's not an issue of one being more severe or mild than the other. They're just different.
While it's true that the highs of bipolar 2 are much less severe by definition than full-blown manic episodes in true bipolar or bipolar 1, it turns out that the depressions often are more long-lasting, more destructive, and people with bipolar 2 disorder often spend more than half their life or half their adult life being depressed, which can even take a greater toll on one's quality of life than some people with bipolar 1 who often have longer periods periods of wellness in between mood episodes.
If you think you might have bipolar 2, consult a psychiatrist or psychologist. To learn more about resources available regarding mental health or to hear the story, visit our website at kvcrnews.org/wellness. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
Support for the Wellness for Times of Uncertainty series on KVCR is provided by the San Bernardino County Superintendent of Schools Innovation and Engagement Branch. Information at sbcss.net.